Lars Larson tackles the big stuff today at 6 on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Minutes after 6 o'clock. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Thank you. By the way, congratulations to Robert in Tacoma. Robert is our winner of the American flag this hour. Again, a nice 3x5 foot American flag. Nice embroidered stars and stitched stripes and, you know, quadruple stitching, the whole bit. And everything you need to fly that flag appropriately and proudly coming your way. Thank you to our friends at Flags of Flying in Tacoma for helping to make it happen. And don't worry, because I'm going to be giving away another couple American flags during the rest of the show. All right. Let us get back to what's in front of us here. Here's the President of the United States finally addressing the issue of the Texas border children, which is something that we've been talking about here on The Commute with Carlson for the better part of three and a half weeks. I think this is the first public comment we've actually heard from the president on this crisis.
Our message absolutely is don't send your children unaccompanied on trains or through a bunch of smugglers. We don't even know how many of these kids don't make it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you're now putting the word out because the damage is pretty much done. Think about this. The president is now speaking out about something after it has been dominating the headlines for the better part of 3 weeks. I mean, can you think of a time when the president in the last 3 weeks has talked about this? I mean, they don't have to talk about it like it's not important enough to command his attention. Here we have a almost unprecedented crisis on our border, unprecedented in terms of the number of unaccompanied minors. And of course, I'm not talking about people who dig for minerals. I'm talking about children and juveniles, teenagers, who are often unaccompanied because, quote, the word is out, meaning the word is out from open borders activists outside and inside government, not just governments in Central America, but the Mexican government. Mexican government has really tough laws on illegal immigration, but you notice that those tough laws seem to have been lifted or have gone unenforced as Mexico has facilitated the northern migration of illegal immigrants and sent them to the U.S. border. And of course, within our own government, open borders activists, what was Eric Holder's first response when, hey, we've got an unprecedented number of tens of thousands of minors are showing up, the Texas border. And we're trying to farm them out to different places because there's just this huge crush of, you know, teenage humanity. We got to find places for them. Eric Holder's first response is, oh, really? Let me send you some lawyers so we can make sure they have their rights to fight to stay here. So while the open borders crowd has been encouraging this, and yes, there has been exploitation of these children, and yes, there are children who haven't, quote, made it up here, and others who have been taken advantage of, and other who've fallen victim to human traffickers and the like. The administration has no one to blame but themselves. In fact, how on earth could they blame this on anyone other than themselves? They have chosen as a conscious political policy not to enforce the border. They've chosen to do this at the same time that they have chosen to deliver a series of amnesties to illegal immigrant kids already living here. So when you don't enforce the border and the word is out that, hey, if you're a kid, you can go to the United States for free. And by the way, since you need an adult, Uncle Pedro is an illegal immigrant and he doesn't have to worry about being deported because he has to be the guardian in charge of, of the nephew who makes it to the States. So that's what's going on here. And for the president to now say, send your kids, they may not make it. I'm sorry. Give them a real reason why not to send their kids, because at the same time you're saying that they can't stay, your administration is doing everything it can to make sure they can stay. And that word has gotten out as well. Let's go to Sandy. She's calling from Renton. Hello there, Sandy. How are you?
Hello. Yeah, my comment was the president didn't say not to send their children. He just said not to send them unaccompanied.
Yeah, that's true. Wait, let me play that again in case you missed that, because Sandy did not miss it.
Our message absolutely is don't send your children unaccompanied on trains or through a bunch of smugglers. We don't even know how many of these kids don't make it.
Yeah, so if your child is going to immigrate to the United States illegally, make sure that there's an adult to chaperone. In other words, illegally immigrate as a family.
Yeah.
No, that's a good point. Thank you for calling to spotlight that.
He's basically saying, come on over. You can stay.
This president is not a foe of illegal immigration. You have to understand, the elites in Mexico do not oppose illegal immigration. So when we talk about, well, we want good relations with Mexico and common ground on this issue, the common ground is support for illegal immigration. And of course, that is what now Obama wants it for political purposes. The more illegal immigration there is, the more it will affect the culture, the more it will move America leftward, like the state of California, which until the late 80s was a Republican leaning state. And now it's just hopelessly Democrat. Has almost 2-to-1 majorities in the California Assembly, their version of the legislature, and every state elected official in California is a Democrat. Illegal immigration did that. So they want to replicate that. They want to turn, as Ann Coulter pointed out, she was absolutely correct to do so. They want to turn the nation into California. And what will this do to the fabric of America and the identity of America? Well, first of all, people on the left aren't enamored of America in the first place. And secondly, who cares if it gets in the way of them, attaining power, then be done with it. So I don't believe that Barack Obama opposes illegal immigration. I think he knows that if Congress adopts, quote, comprehensive immigration reform, that it will create another wave of illegal immigration just like the one we are seeing right now.